Father, we thank you this morning. It's different, but everything is different. But you're not different. You're the same today, yesterday, and forever. And we are thankful of those whom we will minister to right now and the ministry, the double-fold ministry we're doing today. We thank you for help. We're totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit to help us, guide us, anoint us. Let the winds blow from the east to west, to north and the south. Let the fire glow and let the rivers flow in this place, that faith, the anointing, and the glory can mix together in this house here at Word of Life Christian Center. Thank you for those who are here, my staff here to share with me. May the Spirit speak loud and clear in this house today. I'm so thankful for what's going to transpire around the world. People are going to get help and be blessed. We thank you for it. We praise you for it and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. In the spirit world, you may be seated. Things, you have to follow the Holy Ghost. Things go different in the spirit world. And I found out if you, through your infirmities and inadequacies and insufficiencies, can yield to the Holy Spirit in what way he want to do a thing, many people get blessed. First Timothy, the Apostle Paul instructing this young man about his ministry and what it's going to take. And I want to show you a few things that he, from our golden text, how he instructed this young man. Also, he instructed in our text that go along. One text is 1 Timothy 1:19, and the other one aspect of it is 1 Timothy 3:9. And one is dealing with the apostle, dealing with the young man in his ministry. And then in the third chapter, he's dealing with the ministry of help. They're going to have to be on the same floor as the leader. He's dealing with the deacon in the third chapter. He's telling Paul, this type of people you're going to have to work with you if you're going to function in faith properly. You got to function in faith properly, but those who connect to you are going to have to understand what way you're going, and they're going to have to function too. We'll talk about that in a minute. What I want to show you is, beginning at the first verse in that 1 Timothy, there's a few things about faith that the Holy Spirit want to lay out, because if you don't see these things, you will not be able to handle the subject. You will never be able to experience the subject matter this morning. The subject matter is beyond immature doctrine. It will put you in a position that you can do things, do exploit with your faith, do supernatural things with your faith. And so, I need everybody listening. I need that number count given me too. How many online? Because they're going to determine if they ain't calling nobody to get them on that line, I won't be able to minister to them. So I need that number flashing. They need to be calling somebody to get them ready for this marriage workshop, I guess you call it, whatever you're going to call it. But there in the book of Timothy, at the first verse, Paul, he identified himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ. You see that? Huh? By the commandment of God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. So he's an apostle, and he operated under the commandments of God. Amen. And then he noticed verse 2, he said, unto Timothy. And he called Timothy his son. He said, my own son. Now look what he said. My own son. You need to underline your Bible. In the faith. He's going to deal with this subject of faith, how important it is, beyond measurement. The word of God preached did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. Right. So we have to keep your faith mixer on. You have to keep yielding to the Holy Spirit with your faith mixer. Unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace. Whew. In my preparation to come here this morning, I was dressing, and I started talking about grace, mercy, and peace to myself. Boy, I got so blessed. Mm-hmm. I want you, grace, mercy, and peace. My. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I need to read this to see, get you to see something, because the subject this morning is not no Sunday school stuff. All right? So he says, I'll read the third verse. And I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia. He's talking to Timothy now, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister question. Now watch what he says here now. I mean the fourth verse. Rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. See, now get that now. Which is in faith. So do. Which is in faith. He said you got to keep it in faith. You got to keep whatever come, no matter what doctrine come, what revelation seem to come, you're going to have to keep it in faith, because faith will keep doctrine balanced. And faith will keep Satan out of your business. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Faith will keep Satan out of your business, because, see, Satan can't operate in faith. And when you operate in faith, you operate in the trust of God's faithfulness. And God's faithfulness cannot fail, or he won't be God. You see what I'm saying? So what he's saying to this young man, I don't care how big your ministry get, keep faith in the center. Somebody ought to hear me this morning. I don't care how big your business get. I don't care how big your family get. I don't care how big your finances get. Keep faith in the center. He says, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. And look at the last word of verse 4, the last two words of verse 4. Let me get my teaching anointing on here. So do. I'm not just telling you this, you better do it. Right. Now, the fifth verse said, now the end of the commandment is charity. You see that? Out of a pure heart, right? And of a good conscience, right? Look what it says there. And of faith unfeigned, unshakable, unmovable, undeniable. He just keep talking to this young boy. Look at the 14th verse. Then we'll get into the subject and I'll start giving you points. 14th verse. He's still talking to him, and he talked about blasphemers and all that. But, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith. Look at that. And love, which is in Christ Jesus. But there now he's talking about exceeding abundant with faith. So he's dealing with faith over and over and over again. Now, the 19th verse is our text. Hold in faith. In other words, don't turn faith loose. Don't care what level you get on, what kind of house you stay in, what kind of car you drive, what kind of bank account you have. Don't ever turn, oh, good God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't ever turn faith loose. Faith will keep you humble. Faith will keep you in gratitude to thank God. I didn't do this, you did it. Yeah, you see. Faith always remind you. Faith will remind you. Listen to me. Faith will remind you of God's faithfulness. Wherever you are in life now, no matter how low or how high you are, faith will remind you wherever you are, God got you there. And he can take you further. All right? So don't ever forget about faith. Hold in faith. Everybody say hold in faith. Yeah. Never turn faith loose in your conscience, your emotion, your imagination. Your mind. Always hold on to faith, because faith is the only thing that can activate God. Power. That's good. Fatherhood. Uh-huh. In your life. I feel the presence of God going to hit me before. I don't know. I'll be going to fill out before I get to this marriage. Hold in faith. In both our texts, when we go to the third chapter, ninth verse, you're going to have this word. Hold in faith. And a good conscience. Both texts talking about a good conscience. Now, I was in my prayer rocker this morning, and I heard something that I haven't heard taught much. But you need faith in your soul. Yes. And constantly, the Lord is teaching soul faith, but nobody mentioned it because they're scared. Because they think it's not of God, but it is. Because when God said, the love of God be shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. He's talking about your soul. When God said in Mark 11:23, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." He's talking about his soul, inner man. So I think we've been walking in inner man danger, not knowing the inner man has to play a part in this whole deal of walking by faith and not by sight. So he says, holding faith and a good conscience. Now notice what he said in verse 19, you with me? Which some haven't put away. Put away. You think they've come to something greater than faith? They grew so spiritually, you know. They got the gifts of the Spirit and they're prophesying. And, oh, man, and people falling out and they're not operating in faith no more. That's just where Satan wants you, to operate in a whole lot of stuff and not stay balanced in faith. I tell you right now, I want you to bring your balancing back in faith. Go back where you started from. And you're going to see what we got. You got too many doctrine. Too many revelation. Ah! Let's go back to faith. In this master class of faith, I am to call the body of Christ back with all this turmoil and all this pandemic and storms and all this racial stuff going on. I'm to call you back to the altar and finish you. Of your faith. Come back to your faith. Don't get all wrought up in all that stuff. That stuff is Satan. He's a distractor. Discuss faith. My grandson spoke right after the Holy Ghost. He's 9 years old. We sat down as a family celebrating my daughter's birthday. And we just talking about this red stuff. And the Lord had told me, be quiet. Shut up. I said, all right. He said, shut up. I said, all right. So I shut up. My grandson looking at me across the table, and he raised his hand. I'm seeing his hand. And I said, you got something you want to say? He said, yeah, let's talk about something else. Can't we talk about something good, positive, and stop all this negative talk? Oh, the Lord done rebuked me through my grandson. Shh. I was supposed to say that. The boy got it. The Lord told me, shut up. And he said it, and we changed the conversation because it wasn't nothing, you know, just talking about all going on. But I thank God how God used that boy. He said, can't we talk about something more positive, something? My mama boys there, I don't want to be all this crazy stuff. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some haven't put away. Now listen. To a large degree, the church have put away faith. And they got so much revelation and they got so many stars in the church shining. But yet the people need the principles of faith. Faith activate the gifts, the fruits, the ministry gifts, the power, the glory, the peace, the anointing, the mercy, the grace. Faith activate the blessing. And so a lot of people's life is shipwrecked. Don't mean they're not good people, but they're trying to operate in another form of the Spirit without faith. So I'm here as Paul was to Timothy, to all my sons in the gospel and daughters in the gospel. And then every member of this church is a son and a daughter in the gospel. I'm here to tell you, as your man of God, I'm calling everybody under me back to faith. Yes. Yes. Back to faith. Trust him. I haven't given the subject yet because I told you I got to prepare you for the subject. When I give the subject, you're going to operate in another realm. You're going to operate in another rank when I give the subject and give the thing that God told me to give you with the subject. But notice this. Hold in faith. All right, got to hold on to it. And have a good conscience. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not moving in high power because you're operating in faith. You won't get in this foolishness. You see, I don't believe I'm going to be in the march. I believe I'm going in my prayer closet.
Yeah. Right.
And I want to ask God direction.
Yeah. That's right.
Stop taking all these men direction. I want to hear from heaven. Where God can touch everybody's heart. There's no heart God can't touch. There's no mind God can't change. There's no situation that God can't settle. But you can't tag God on. What I mean by that. You can't use him as dressing. He got to be the man meal. You got to hear what he say. You can't say a little prayer and then have 19 laws you're trying to put down. And choke grace. Choking grace, choking mercy, going by man ideal, committees and voting on it. Holding faith and a good conscience, where some haven't put away concerning faith. What it is? What it look like today? It's shipwreck. See, people listen at the wrong people. I don't know if there's a word. They popularize the wrong people. They make them popular. And oh my God, they sure is. Now the third chapter. Not only Timothy. Paul said, I'm a preacher to you now. If you want a real leader, they're going to preach it. They ain't going to tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
He said, not only you, Timothy, got to operate in faith. Anybody you let on your staff, yep. Anybody work around you, come on, go to the night voice. He talked to them deacons. And they all missed it. Most of the deacons missed it. They don't even know nothing about this text. That's why he had to get rid of most of them. Because they thought they could rule the man who was over the thing. They want to run the whole church. Can't do that, man. God got a word. Now, holding, I'm in 1 Timothy 3:9. You know where I am. Holding. Now, he don't tell us holding faith now. He tell us holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Now, when I name this subject, you're going to think you know it. Just shut up till I tell you about it. Because you don't know where I'm going. Faith is seeing the invisible and doing the impossible. That's the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith is you come to the point that your walk with God enable you to see the invisible and do the impossible. Let's get two texts on that. Hebrews 11:1. Let's get two texts on this. Let's be real. Hebrews 11:1. Holding the mystery of faith. Now look at this. Seeing the invisible. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. When Jesus, through the word, or the Holy Spirit through the word, give you a revelation, you are enabled by God to see something. Well, I tell you, turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. See, take the spirit to see in the invisible. One man clapping his hand, the other man said, what are we going to do? The man clapping his hand said, I see something you don't see. I clap my hand. I see something that the average man don't see. I see that I don't have to worry. I see that God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but power. Love and a sound mind. I believe I'm walking in it right in the midst of this situation, what's going on, because I believe we're in the last days and Jesus getting ready to come back. And he said, when you see these things, I'm coming. So I just shout. Don't worry about it. But notice what the subject is now. Faith, real understanding of the mystery of faith, is that you are given a divine privilege by God through an anointing and through revelation to see the invisible and to do the impossible. Do you know what them two statements mean? Huh? See the invisible? There's not a problem can come in your life that you don't see through it. What you do? Well, by the anointing, y'all ready for this? You see the answer behind every problem. There's an invisible answer. Behind everything, somebody shout that. Behind everything you're dealing with this morning, there is an invisible answer. Boy, that ain't 25 minutes over an hour. Oh, don't mess me up like that. What is this? Are you following me? Huh? Otherwise, thus said the Lord. I have to let you know now. Get that clock straight. I don't know. I got to let you know. I got to know this revelation. This is a revelation from Jesus. Listen, behind every problem you're dealing with, there's an invisible answer. And faith says you can see it. Good morning. Faith says you can see it. Man, this is revelation. I never heard this before in my life. God just told me that. He said behind every problem, he said something else. There's a promotion. He said, every time Satan try to demote you, I show you an answer to promote you. So I use him in your promotion. If you know how to walk in faith. You better hear the apostle this morning. Faith is seeing the invisible. And after you see it, I'm going to give you power to do it. You can't be stopped. It's supernatural, I'm telling you. Now look at this. But as is written, 1 Corinthians 2:9, I have not seen, all right, blind as a bat, nor your ear heard, deaf as a dumb man, or neither have entered into the heart of man, don't have no understanding, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. I don't see nothing. I'm dealing with something, but I don't see no help. I prayed every prayer. Wait a minute. Go to the next verse. Wait a minute. Wait on the Holy Ghost. But God has revealed invisible. Come on. I got to teach it out. Reveal. I'm seeing beyond the problem. I'm seeing beyond the natural. Matter of fact, I see the answer. See, when you talk about reveal, look what he said. But God had what? Revealed to us how? By his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, and listen to what he said now. Listen to what he said now. The problem is in your shadowness. You've been on this mountain long enough. So I permitted that to come. I'm about to take you deeper.
Yes.
You see the thing? In your walk with me. I'm about to take you deeper. And if I didn't permit that to come, you in a comfort zone. You think you have arrived, but you're not arrived until you can help a lot of other people, not just but you and your folk. And so see the answer this morning, good God Almighty. See the answer to your problem. See the invisible revelation of God pouring through your spirit to show you the next step to take. Stop crying. Come on with me. Come on with me. Matthew 19:26. Come on, go with me. Faith is seeing the invisible and doing the impossible. Say it one time. Faith, invisible, and doing the impossible. That is the bottom line mystery of faith. See, holding the mystery of faith, faith works in an invisible world that rules, reigns over everything, and there's nothing faith cannot accomplish. Ooh, Jesus. So you see, that's why the enemy wants the church to leave faith. We got to go in some deeper thing. See, but there's no deeper revelation than faith, because faith keeps you in partnership with God. Oh my God. Faith is your partnership connection. Faith moves you out of partyism and puts you in partnership. In other words, nobody won't help you. God's still there. Good God Almighty, man. Oh, my God, Leroy, I preached myself happy. In 1926 now. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. Pandemic. Racial issue. Man can't handle it. The police can't handle this. Politicians can't handle this. They can contribute to it and sometimes make it worse. But with Jesus, they held him and said unto them, with men this is impossible. But with God, woo, all things are possible. I wish somebody would shout.
Glory to God.
The reality of the scripture cannot come out unless you have the reality of this revelation. Faith is seeing the invisible and doing the impossible. Let me start giving you some things. Write these notes. Keep your faith awake. Aware and assessing, or accessing. Keep your faith awake, aware, A-W-A-R-E, and accessing. Ooh, Jesus, I'm preaching this morning. You see, those three things. In other words, watch this. Keep faith alive. Hallelujah. Keep faith alive. I see y'all number going up. All right, y'all number keep going up. I see your number going up on the screen. Keep faith alive. Tell somebody in the house with you. Keep faith alive.
Keep faith alive.
All right. Now, not just being associated with faith, but knowing how to operate in faith. Accessing, you ready for this? The supernatural. Just that one line now can change your position. Not just being associated with faith, but knowing how to operate in faith, accessing the supernatural. There are two realms of faith. The invisible made visible, the impossible made possible. Amen? Y'all hearing me? Ooh. Turn to your faith. Doing and seeing what is written there. Turn to your faith. Now, I want to unfold to you this morning. I have a lot of work to do today because I put a grand job on myself about all this disturbance going on in the homes. And I'm going to do a marriage workshop of about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I don't know about how long it take. I'm giving people a chance to ask questions. Incognito, that's the way you do it. Yeah, you don't want nobody to know up in your house, you know. I just trust the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to reveal the secret or mystery of how faith works. I think the Lord, some insight here as we deal with faith is seeing the invisible and doing the impossible. So all your problems, just all your problems over. You tune in here this morning, and the man of God took you to an apostle teaching a young man how his ministry should go, and showed us the mystery of the whole deal, and faith is seeing the invisible and doing the impossible. There are some things you don't supposed to know. How it gonna come out? In the natural. Because if not, you'll quit trusting God. Faith keeps you from living a normal life. Problem keep you from living a normal life. Challenges, circumstances, they come in. They're gonna come, you're in this world, but you don't supposed to be living normal. You're supposed to be shifting faith gear. On every situation, I'm shifting in third now. Here's something the Lord been dealing with me about this whole subject matter and how it's going to work. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, the secret or mystery of how faith works. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. God drops something on us there that can hold us and that can prepare. He says that these all died in faith. All right. Now, just like a person die in faith. Who complete that sentence? You can live it. The just shall live by faith, from faith to faith, right? So don't just think about dying in faith. Live in faith. Now, So one of the mysteries of the Christian life is they know that the righteous live in faith and by faith and through faith and with faith. Now, listen to me. I'm going to skip. I want to deal with promises. Faith has to have a promise. All right? So faith has, God got thousands of promises, but faith, and right this, I might not get to it. Romans 4, 13 through 22. It's right down, I might not get to it. But faith deals with promises. Faith, oh Lord, what I'm about to say here. Faith puts you in partnership with the promises of God. I heard something else. Faith puts you in possession of the promises of God. That is powerful. You had to meditate on that. All right. Now, in this one verse, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar. That is. But having seen them afar. That is. That they're invisible. But having seen them afar. They saw it, right? Huh? See, if you don't see it, you can't keep it. You're going to go to something else. If you don't learn how to let God show you things in the spirit, you're going to jump to something else because you think faith is not working. That's what the whole world is doing right now. They're jumping to something else. They're jumping to something else. Now, this is going to sound arrogant. I know you're going to sound arrogant, but sometimes in the spirit you sound arrogant. I could settle this doggone thing in 15 minutes. The whole nation problem. They listen to me 15 minutes. Especially if it wasn't an anointing. Settle this thing. Give people instruction. Everybody get on one accord. Stop all this anger, hate, and strife. And start moving in love, compassion, and forgiveness. God will put a hope to it. God will kill every demon that behind this thing. But you see, you got some demons in men behind it, and they can't get caught because nobody knows it. Woo! Jesus Christ. So seeing them fall off, now here's another part you got to have, the mystery of faith, and was persuaded. So the seeing in the realm of the spirit brings a persuasion you can't get no other way. So a person reading the scripture, a person quoting the scripture, but they haven't seen nothing. See, in the old days, you don't just join church. They said, you got to travel. Y'all know, some of y'all don't know about the travel. Did you see anything? Go back home, baby. You ain't got nothing. Yeah. But see, in the spirit, you got to operate in faith. God did not design faith for us to operate in the blind. See. So when you see behind the scene, remember Jesus on the cross, ripped that curtain, huh? You become persuaded. The reason you have not become persuaded in the thing you're dealing with is because your eyes haven't been opened to the answer. You can't see it. You didn't stay long enough. You are not going to be persuaded until your faith sees something. There's no such thing as blind faith. Faith brings a revelation with it between you and God. Nobody else can get in your problem. Nobody else can stop your solution. He showed it to you. You see and you have joy before the manifestation. You have joy before the demonstration. You have joy before the situation change. Because you're seeing the finish line. A Christian should never be defeated if they're operating in faith. That's why he called him the author and finisher of our faith. Keep looking at him. Keep looking at him. Don't look at them. Look at him. He is the author and finisher of your faith. Ooh, Lord. They took their eyes off of Jesus. The problem with the whole world is they took their eyes off of Jesus and they got Jesus in them office as a janitor. Because they use him when they get ready. And then they say, now let's really get down to business. What? Many things about to happen in your life and in your home. As I share these things with you, see, you're persuaded. And then once you get persuaded, now you're ready for the next step. Look in the voice. Embrace it. See, embracing the promises of God is hugging God. You hugging God and God hugging you. Tell me who can do something that is against you. Embracing, see, the reason people are not persuaded of the promises of God and the reason they're not seeing the promises of God, they haven't seen nothing. Faith is not blind. Faith opens revelation up. Faith opens God. I believe God snapped pictures for you to see you, show you how God play movies for you. That's why your imagination got to keep adjusted. Your imagination is a movie played by the Holy Ghost. But if you look at these false imaginations that the world's setting up, you need to change station. So now, I want you to miss these points now. The promise is there. I want you to be able to see in the spirit's faith. You become persuaded. You embrace them. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. And then while you're talking in conversation with other people, make sure to confess what you believe. Say it. Say it. Put it out in the earth realm. Say it. Confess it. I'm persuaded. I see something. I'm persuaded. I'm embracing it. And I'm saying it. Now I'm ready to receive it. And then after I receive it, I'm able to release it to help other people. That verse is powerful. I may go over some of that. Now, write this down. If you can't shout about it now, shout about it later. Today, your faith will shut down all impossibilities in your life. Mark 9:23. Today. Today. I said today. Today. Your faith. Call somebody else. Tell them I'm going to get that marriage straight in a few minutes. Your faith. Ooh, that's a big statement, isn't it? See, that's what I like about that apostle. You don't know what he's going to do. Apostle don't know what he's going to do. Hallelujah. I ain't got no notes on no marriage, nothing. I ain't got no notes. I'm just going to talk to y'all. Today, your faith will shut down all impossibilities in your life. Call all the impossibilities in the room where you are. Tell them, come in here. I'm about to shut all y'all down. Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Ooh, that's a powerful voice, man. Yeah. If thou can believe. You mean tell me all I got to do is believe? Yes. Release your faith. All things. Underline that. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. You know, I'll shut y'all off. Y'all don't want to go. I'm by myself. All things are possible. Amen. I've been doing it long enough, you know. Yeah, I don't have to feed on the crowd. I'm feeding the crowd. Right. All things are possible. Somebody, something just dropped off. Yes. Something you were dealing with. Good God Almighty. Just dropped off your life. Mm-hmm. Something just dropped off your child life. Whoo, good God Almighty. Now listen. I'm going to have to close in a few minutes. Listen. Faith is spiritual warfare, knowing the outcome ahead of time. Oh, y'all got to say something. Faith is spiritual warfare, knowing the outcome ahead of time. Go to 1 John 5. 1 John 5, 4. I'm going to hit two scriptures here. 1 John 5, 4. Faith is spiritual warfare, knowing the outcome ahead of time. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, the whole world system. That this is the victory that overcome the whole world system. Overcome racism, poverty, storm. The last two storms was coming this way. The one before this storm, the Lord said, the news man, said, the storm crawled in. Now this storm, yeah, my wife and I, and a lot of other people too, was telling them, we ain't got time for this right now. I got too much other mess going on. And the news media said the storm was disorganized. You heard that? It was disorganized. The Spirit of God went disorganized the storm. In other words, the storm was the disorganizing. But the disorganizer got disorganized by the Spirit of God. And just you got to have something stronger than Satan disorganizing your life. You got to have something that can disorganize the disorganized. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. 1 Timothy 6:12. I said, I stand on it. Faith is spiritual warfare, knowing the outcome ahead of time. Because you're not looking at the problem. Watch me. You're looking at the possibilities. I better quit. 1 Timothy 6:12. I'm hit these two scriptures and I'm quit. I'll finish Wednesday. Some more time. Fight the good fight of faith. Why is good? Because I win every time. Lay hold on eternal life. Now, if the good fight of faith lays hold on eternal life, It must can lay hold on the abundant life.
Right, right.
It must can lay hold on the good life.
Yes, right.
Amen. Paul is trying to tell Timothy something. Fight the good fight of, he called it a good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. He called it a good fight because faith is designed for you to never lose. Even when you look like you're down, faith still getting back up. You follow me? So if you sick today and seem like you can't get well and you're confused and seem like nothing gonna work out, actually, oh my, I didn't want to do this, Lord. Actually, I tell these people, go home. Mm-hmm. That disease out there. Satan tricking y'all. Stop marching, go back in your house. Trust God. A lot of people gonna die unnecessarily. And the situation is not going to be changed until God, the four winds got to blow on this situation. The east wind, the west wind, the north wind, and the south wind. I'll tell you more about that. There's four winds in the Bible that blows in the spirit. And there's one of the winds move all barricades and deal with all barrenness. And I'll have to deal with them in the time to come. And then 2 Timothy 4:7. Then I'm going to take a little break while you are talking and pray much because I'm about to deal with marriages. I know I need the Holy Ghost. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. That is not about dying. That's about every episode that you deal with in your life, every attack that come against you, come against your family, come against your ministry. Just keep fighting. Finish the course, because when the course is over, possibilities are all impossibility become possible. And notice he said, I have kept the faith. See, Paul was coming to the end of his journey, but the revelation here this morning, that verse is for a good fight. Any fight you get into, fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith means you're going to win. And faith has a finishing course. You can't quit by just saying, God got it. No, you got to keep the faith during the fight. You follow me? All right. Amen. Amen.